This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, she is a business change specialist and a champion sprint cyclist. Quickest way to innovate is to take lessons from one world and apply them in another. I can relate to that. I love that. She was the fastest woman in Scottish sprint cycling. As a Commonwealth Games medalist, she understands what it takes to plan, train, compete, and thrive on and off the track. She's helped several businesses, for teams as small as five up to business units of 1,500 plus. And she takes what she learned in excelling in sports to help entrepreneurs and business leaders lead their teams through crisis and change. That sounds like something much needed in this world right now. Jenny, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me, Derek. Looking forward to chatting, and hopefully your listeners will get some value from the exploration today.
Well, you've got such a unique story. It's exciting. I love stories like yours. Give us just kind of some highlights. You tell us about where you're from and just some highlights from your background, and just our listeners can get to know you for a few minutes.
Sure. So a quick skim. I was born and bred in Edinburgh, so it's a Scottish accent you're listening to just now. I was originally a judo player from a really young age, kind of put into that so that I could learn to defend myself from a young age. And then I competed from a young age internationally and nationally through till my early 20s, really, for Team Scotland and GB as part of their national squads. Fought all over the world, fought in Vegas and some other states in the US. And I had a year left at university and decided to take a bit of a pause on my sporting career so that I could finish my honours degree in health psychology with a really strong mark, and took a bit of time away from judo. Ended up kind of doing a talent transfer across into track cycling, which is one of the Olympic sports that you see cyclists ride on the big velodrome 250 meter wooden tracks, which tend to be either super fast sprints or pretty super fast endurance as well, with the more skinny guys and girls. I rode at Delhi Commonwealth Games, brought a medal home for Team Scotland. I was just pipped at the post for London Olympics for Team GB, and then went through Glasgow Commonwealth Games, and kind of between those three different cycles, I kicked off my career in my professional life through change, business improvement, and transformation. And those two journeys of kind of world-class track cyclist and change leader and transformation specialist, those journeys have kind of intertwined and have continued to do so. I retired a few years ago from competing internationally, but I'm still a massive fan, still train every day. And one of the books that I'm reading just now is still on. I think it's How Does It Make the Boat Go Faster, which is British Rowan's story, and how they've transformed. So even though I was at the top of my sport, my career's finished, there's still so many lessons to take from sports in particular. And like you said, the quickest way to innovate is to take lessons that have come from one world and apply it to another.